This is the starting look. Let's get rid of the facial hair then.
So I figured since I'm going back to Florida, Mom would probably appreciate it when she sees me.
She don't like the beard?
No, not really.
Tim, how was your bye week? How much work did you get in? Were you able to get in on your own film, throw in everything?
Yeah, it was a good bye week. Gotten a lot of work and also got a little time to relax and kind of just watch some football and also study some football. So that was a lot of fun and I enjoyed it, but definitely excited and ready to go this week.
What do you think of Lloyd's departure?
Brandon Lloyd's?
Sorry.
This game?
Sir?
Your sense of expectation and anticipation for this game?
Well, I'm very excited about it. It will be a very fun game to be able to go to Miami and play the Dolphins is going to be a lot of fun. And I feel that they're a very good defense. They can fly around and make some plays, so we're going to have to execute, stay focused, stay with our game plan, and ultimately convert on third downs.
Tim, what do you think of Brandon Lloyd's departure?
Well, I think, I wish him nothing but the best. I know he's going to have a great career there in St. Louis, and but I really believe in our receivers here. I think we got a lot of great receivers, and I know any of them at any time can step up and make big plays, and I know they're going to. And so I'm very excited about our receiving corps here, and I'm also excited about continuing to develop my timing with them and just continuing to improve every day.
There was also some buzz that Eddie Royal wanted to be traded. Is there any discomfort in that now that he's one of your targets?
Not at all. Eddie is a very good friend of mine. Eddie is a great guy and a great competitor, and I'm very excited to have the chance to play with him and throw to him, and I know he loves being a Bronco, and we love having him.
What about going back to a stadium where you won a high school championship, a national championship?
Shadow.
Is that added pressure?
No, not really. It is a fun stadium, and I have enjoyed being there, that's for sure. So it will be a lot of fun to go back, but no, not necessarily. There's no really added pressure.
Last week and this week been like? Has it been just kind of a whirlwind, being named the starter, now going back to Florida, ticket requests, maybe people calling you? What has it been like?
Well, it's been fun, and it hasn't necessarily been a whirlwind. More outside and with y'all and everywhere else has been more of a whirlwind than for me. I've just kind of stayed on the radar and kind of came to work every day and tried to get a little bit better, and that's about it. So,
can you compare the way you feel this week compared to your first NFL game, your first start, the national championship game? I mean, you've been through a lot of big games. Where does this fit in as far as your feelings are?
Well, I feel very comfortable. I feel very comfortable with this offense. I feel very comfortable with this game plan. I feel like we'll be able to go in there and execute, hopefully, and ultimately just go compete and then go have fun and let the rest of it take care of itself.
You've been here for a while, but you've only had a handful of starts. What's your leadership role this weekend?
Well, it's to go out there and play my heart out and play my hardest and on the field try to lead those guys and try to help execute this game plan in practice and get it rolling, and in the game find a way to make plays and believe in the guys around me, and ultimately together try to get a victory.
You said that you've had some fun times at that stadium, but one of them was as a defensive tackle. What do you remember of that experience?
Well, I think we were up 7, and we shouldn't have been, because we were killing them, and they came back on us, and they got the ball, and we were up 7, and they were driving to win. So I told Coach Howard, I was like, you got to put me in anywhere, just let me go. And so he's pulled the D-tackle out and put me in, and so I just tried to kind of get off the ball a little bit in time at the snap count, and the first snap, I was so thinking, I'm just going to absolutely fly through this gap and sack the quarterback. I mean, that was my mindset. And then the guy passed that, and I was like, oh, yes, I'm getting through. And I totally forgot he was allowed to cut. And so he passed that and then cut me, and I went flying over the top, and I wasn't even close to putting pressure on the quarterback. And they, completed for, 20 yards, and I wasn't any help. But then I think I helped in the next few plays. But it was fun, and it was a huge win for my team and for my high school, and to win the first ever state championship for Nice was a lot of fun.
Last defensive action you've ever had, or?
Yes, it was. Besides just messing around at practice, yeah.
Are you better, defensive tackle or wide receiver?
If I had to make a profession out of it, I'd probably try to go with the route of receiver.
Tim, you see the media scrum here. They've sold 10,000 tickets in the last week extra, the Dolphins. I mean, put in a nutshell, why are you so popular? Does it transcend football? I mean, why are you so popular?
Oh, man, I spilled my drink.
I think you did.
I did?
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, I've just been very fortunate to play for a great high school and then to play for a great college. And, you know, at the University of Florida, there's a lot of support and a lot of Gator fans. And then, you know, becoming a Bronco, there are so many Bronco fans. And, you know, just the support of those three organizations, you know, I feel has been huge for me. And, you know, I'm very thankful to have those fans supporting me.
Does it kind of transcend football? I know you've talked about it before with your beliefs and everything. Does that, you know, the non-football fan as a fan of yours, or how would you characterize it?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I think there are, you know, hopefully some non-football fans that that are fans of mine, hopefully because, you know, I try to be a good person, you know, outside of these facilities, and just try to be someone that is caring and puts others first, and tries to be a good role model for kids. And that's my ultimate goal, because at the end of the day, that's so much more important than football. We're trying to win a game, and yes, you know, a lot of people care about it, and all y'all are here because of it, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, you know. But if you can take your popularity from football and make a difference with it and help people, then ultimately you're doing something worthwhile, and then your life has some significance, because just playing football, there's not that much significance behind it.
Tim, is that so crazy? Did you just say
that? The offense that you're running, preparing to run this weekend, how much different is it in the offense you got to run when they put you in the last couple of games of the season last year when Eric Studesville took over?
Well, very similar. Obviously, there's some differences because we feel like we've evolved. We feel like we've gotten better, you know, with our scheme and improved. And so, you know, there will be some differences. And obviously, every week when we game plan, we put in a few new things to take advantage of what they do. So there will be some new wrinkles there. And but I feel extremely comfortable with it. And I feel like we got a great game plan and a great offense.
Is it noticeably tailored for you, as a lot of people
Well, obviously, I think you play to your player's strength, and I think our coaches do a good job, but no, it's not a different offense or a different scheme. It's the same scheme, same plays, and maybe the ones that I practice out here a little bit better will probably call a little bit more, so a little bit,
I guess. What have you seen from Demaryius, and what are your expectations for him this week?
You know, he's a big boy that's extremely fast and goes out there and gets the ball, and you know, he's just a great kid, and he's intelligent, and, you know, just picking up everything, because, you know, he hasn't necessarily been doing it for a while. And, so, you know, I'm proud of him, proud of how hard he's going, and you know, he's just someone that's so much fun to have out there and have in the huddle, and, you know, he's doing a great job.
You talked about the receiver group.
This is the last one for Tim, okay?
You talked about the receiver group. I mean, without Brandon, he brought a certain cachet. I mean, the safety would always be around when he was, you know, the deep threat. But these guys now, I mean, Eddie's coming back, Demaryius hasn't played. How do you think the defense is going to approach this group, and does it give you some versatility? They've all played the slot, I think, except for maybe Demaryius.
Well, I think the defense has to be honest, you know, because all of them are deep threats. All of them have the ability to catch and run, and they all, I believe, have great competitive excellence. When their number's called, they can step up and make big plays at important times of the game, and those are huge things. And to have a receiving core where all of them, you know, can step up at any time, I think that's big, and it's got to keep the defense honest.
Thank you.
All right, thank y'all. God bless.